I'm Shadi Hamid. I'm a fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, D.C. I'm an author of a new book called Temptations of Power, Islamists and Illiberal Democracy in a New Middle East. My research focus for many years now has been on the role of Islamist movements in the democratic process, with a particular focus on the Muslim Brotherhood. So I think that we're entering a Salafi jihadi moment in the Middle East, that the more extremist groups are gaining ground. And of course, now we've seen the so-called establishment of a caliphate by ISIS in large swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria. So we see a very negative trend line. And unfortunately, the extremists have their own justifications, and they point to the text too, but they distort the message in their own way. But ultimately, I think that that's the challenge in Islam today, is that unlike Catholicism, for example, there's no central church or mosque that tells Muslims how to believe. So what we've had is almost a kind of democratization of Islamic thought. Everyone is doing it on their own. And you have a lot of preachers that maybe aren't very well qualified, and they're very politicized, and they go in a troubling direction. So this is the challenge that we have. I think it's certainly possible that the U.S., Europe, and countries like Turkey, and there's certainly the Partnership Fund for Countering Terrorism that Turkey has been involved in with the Obama administration. So there are kind of educational and social initiatives that I think can help promote more tolerant or pluralistic understandings of Islam. That's certainly part of it, but we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that some of this has to do with politics. If young Muslims are angry and frustrated and they don't have outlets to express their grievances, then naturally they're going to be susceptible to extremist messages. So the educational side is important, but we can't forget the political side as well.